In today's episode, you'll discover the most powerful shift you can make this week to break the cycle of silence.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast for parents of LGBTQ+ kids and anyone trying to stay human in a world that keeps hardening. I'm Heather Hester, and here we talk about fear, belonging, boundaries, courage, love, and what it means to protect what matters without losing yourself in the process. Your child doesn't just need a parent who's informed. They need a parent who is grounded and strong. Let's take a breath and let's begin.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester. This new series of episodes are meant to be a space for you to slow down, come back to yourself, and integrate what we've been exploring together this week. Insight is very powerful, but it's the small, steady shifts that actually change how we live, how we love, and how we show up for the people who matter most. Every Friday, we'll reflect on the topics we are discussing here, and I'll offer you one word, one small action, one quiet act of courage, and one sentence you can carry with you. This is not meant to overwhelm you, but to remind you that even in uncertain, heavy, or complicated times, you are not powerless. Small shifts create real change, and this is where we practice that together. So before doing anything else, take a breath. Doesn't have to be a traumatic one, just enough of a breath to notice your body. What if the most powerful shift you could make this week is not a big conversation, not a perfect response, not a full understanding, but one simple sentence? Welcome to your Friday reset. Earlier this week, we talked about the silence of shame, how it shows up in families, how it gets passed down from generation to generation, and how often without meaning to, we repeat what we were never taught to question. Today is not about revisiting all of that. Today is about one small shift. Big change rarely happens in big moments. It happens in quiet ones, ordinary ones, in the moments where it would be easy and comfortable to say nothing at all, but instead one where you choose to say something, even when your voice shakes, your internal temperature rises, or your overall discomfort is off the charts. So let's slow this down for a second, and I want you to think about a recent moment when this happened for you. Doesn't matter how big or small it was, a moment where someone said something about your child, or about LGBTQ+ people in general, or it even could have been a time when your child shared something really vulnerable with you, and you felt it, that moment, the pause. That flicker in your body that said, this matters. But nothing came out. Or if something did, it wasn't quite what you meant. Or you changed the subject. Or just let it pass. Or maybe you told yourself, I'll handle it later. That moment, that tiny, almost invisible moment is where this work lives, not in those perfectly planned conversations, but in the micro moments. So I want you to be really honest with yourself and think about what usually stops you there, stops you right in that moment. Is it the fear of saying the wrong thing? The fear of maybe making it awkward? Maybe it's the fear of someone else's reaction? Or the fear of not being fully ready? Or is it something even deeper than that? Is it that your voice learned a long time ago that it's safer to stay quiet? Right now, in this moment, I just want you to notice. I don't want you to start fixing things in your head. No judging yourselves. Just notice. Here is the shift for today. I want you to acknowledge that silence is not neutral, and it never has been. But, and this really matters, it also doesn't mean that you failed. It means you've been trained to use silence in certain ways. You've been trained by your family of origin, by your culture, by systems that rewarded politeness over truth, harmony over honesty, staying comfortable over being courageous. So if silence is your default response, it's not because you don't care. It's because your nervous system learned that speaking up might cost you something vital to your belonging or your safety or your connection. And here is the part that changes everything. You do not have to override that all at once. You just have to interrupt it one moment at a time. So here's your butterfly effect for this week. Instead of asking yourself, what if I say the wrong thing? Ask instead, what might my silence be saying? Because your silence does say something, even when you don't mean for it to. And when you shift the question, something inside you begins to move. You stop trying to be perfect and you start trying to be present. If you need something simple to hold on to, use one of these lines. I don't have this perfectly figured out, but I want you to know that I'm here and I'm not going quiet. Or I'm still learning, but I'm not going to stay silent about this. Or even just, that doesn't sit right with me. That's it. It's not a speech or a debate or a perfect explanation, just a signal. A disruption, a crack in the old pattern. So let's make this real. Here are a few places this could show up this week. The first is a situation where someone misgenders your child. Your old pattern might be to pause, freeze, let it go. Your new micro shift is this. Hey, just a quick correction. It's fill in the blank with your child's correct name or and or their correct pronouns. That's it. Calm, simple, grounded, and done. Second situation you might find yourself in is a family member making a comment of some kind, a negative comment. Your old pattern might have been to laugh it off or change the subject or just stay quiet. Here's your new micro shift saying, yeah, we don't talk about people like that. Simple, right? Clear. No explanation or escalation is required. Third situation you might find yourself in is your child sharing something vulnerable with you. Your old pattern may be to overthink, try to fix right away, redirect, change the subject, or minimize it. Here's your new micro shift. Try saying, thank you for telling me. Pause there. That's it. The fourth situation you might find yourself in is you realize you've been silent. Your old pattern for this could be to just avoid it, hope it passes, carry that quiet guilt, just keep stuffing that on inside of you. Your new micro shift is this. I've been thinking about something and I realize I've been quiet in a way I don't feel good about. That one sentence alone can begin to rebuild trust. Here is what I want you to understand. You are not just changing your responses. You are changing the emotional blueprint of your family. And this is huge. Remember that when a child experiences even one adult who is willing to speak up, name the silence, repair the relationship, stay, they begin to internalize something different. No longer do they feel, I have to hide to be loved. But now they are internalizing, I can be fully seen and still belong. That shift right there is generational. So as you move into your weekend, I want you to carry this with you. You do not need to become someone who always says the perfect thing. Frankly, we both know that that's not possible. Become someone who is willing to say something true. That is enough. This episode resonated with you. Here's what I hope you're walking away with. You'll see that silence is not a failure. It's a pattern that you can interrupt. That even one sentence can begin to rebuild safety and trust. And that you're walking away with a simple, grounded way to show up differently this week. I am so glad that you took this time for yourself today, and I am so proud and grateful for your willingness to look at the quiet places, for your courage to shift what you were handed, and for the love that keeps bringing you back to this work. New episodes of More Human, More Kind come out every Tuesday and Friday, and if you want more support like this, more language, more real life scripts, more ways to stay grounded in these hard moments, come join me on Substack. The problem isn't that you don't care. It's that you were never taught how to stay present when it matters most. And the solution isn't perfection. It's practice. Until next time, keep choosing to be a little more human and a little more kind.